So the thing about me is I tend to be very, very quiet when I masturbate. I grew up with a lot of shame and guilt around sexuality. And even though I love sex now, and I love masturbating, and I love porn of all varieties, audio included, obviously, I'm still not very much of a performer when I'm alone. When I have someone else in bed, that's a whole other story, but I just wanted to apologize in advance, I suppose. If things get really silent, this is my first ramble fap, and I might struggle to keep in mind that, you know, people are listening and expecting something more than downtime. Anyway, I thought I would ramble kind of about this coworker that I have a huge crush on. He's got the fucking sexiest blue eyes. I am such a sucker for blue eyes. I can't help it. I wouldn't say that I have a body type or like a look that I prefer. You know, like, I've never really cared if someone is tall, dark, and handsome, or super ripped, or, or in the other direction. I know some girls are like, oh, I'm really into the dad bod, or whatever, like, I don't care, I'll take them all. But the exception is blue eyes. Yeah. Huge weakness. Oh, and he's got them. Oh, God. I've got my vibrator pressed against my clit, turned on a really low, rumbly setting, and it just feels really fucking good. I like low and rumbly a lot better than high intensity fast vibrations, if that makes sense. My first toy was not a toy at all, but was actually, well, okay, I need to back up. My literal first experience with getting off. So my very, very first toy was, you're gonna laugh, I do when I remember it, was a foot massager. You know, the kind that you just plug into the wall and put your feet on. I had been reading those trashy adult romance novels. You know, the kind that you get in, like, the book section of Walmart that have, like, whole series of just, like, the beauty and the beastly cowboy or or whatever. And just every other half chapter is a description of a sex scene. Washes over me and it feels extra good. Anyway, those books were where I learned what an orgasm was, and late at night with that massager turned on and kneeling against it was when I really, really learned what an orgasm was. Blew my fucking mind, that's for sure. And then after that, I moved on to my electric toothbrush. I would just press the back of the head of it against my clit through my underwear. Oh god, I could come so fast in those days. And so many times I used to wring 4 or 5 orgasms out of myself before I called it a night. And usually I only gave in because I was sleepy and guilty. Not because I was actually finished. Oh, to be a teenager again. Anyway, so I guess what I'm saying is I've always been all about the high intensity getting off. I use toys a lot. Love my vibrators. Not a big fan of hand masturbation. I can't even remember what started that train of thought. Yes, I can. I was telling you about how I've got my vibe pressed against my clit. And it's the low rumbly kind, and I like it a lot. And, thinking about this crush I have, thinking about how, oh god, whenever there's something even moderately heavy to lift, even though I can totally do it on my own, I will admit to playing the damsel in distress card just to watch him do it instead. Oh, the way the muscles in his arms flex when he lifts something, just I can imagine running my hands up and down those arms, feeling the softness of his skin contrasting with the hardness of his biceps and triceps underneath. God. I love running my hands up and down a guy's arms. And, it's just so good. I think he kind of has a crush on me too, because whenever I'm doing something that requires me to be standing and facing one direction for a minute or two, that's when he always chooses to come up behind me and talk in my ear. When I can't turn around and look at him. So he has a reason to get kind of close and whispery to make sure I hear. And just imagining that happening as a prelude to sex. Coming up behind me, hands on my waist, low growly voice in my ear. Someone behind me. I don't know why, but I think it feels so much more intimate than face to face. Because there are lots of reasons to be face to face with someone, but there are much fewer innocent times when someone is up against you from behind. And I guess you feel vulnerable too. You know, you're not seeing them. You're not exactly sure where that next touch is gonna land. It just adds a really delicious suspense to it all. And I'm not gonna lie, I like feeling vulnerable. My nipples are starting to get hard and I haven't even touched them. That's how I can tell that, oh, this is gonna be a good one. I don't know if it's because I'm thinking about him or because I'm showing off for you, or maybe it's a combination of both. I wish I had a dildo in my pussy right now. That's the best feeling in the world. Working your clit while fucking yourself. I like to try and touch myself as long as I can afterwards, but I never last very long. I'm a big fat wimp when it comes to post-orgasm. Okay, well, thanks for playing along. See you next time.